giving way to sunshine, a little cooler, high 61, 39 the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s, a great Thanksgiving forecast, lots of sun, high in the lower 60s. Then a storm system arrives Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that forecast to see if it has any effect on the game. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and boy were shot Saturday night in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell on Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery School campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be at zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Desperate search for the missing in California's deadliest wildfire on record. Authorities now reporting roughly 1,300 residents still unaccounted for in the Camp Fire in Northern California.
Central Intelligence Report pins the murder of a Washington Post writer on orders given by the ruling Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Two drama-filled recounts before Republican Rick Scott was officially declared the winner in Florida's contentious Senate race. In the race for governor, Tallahassee's Democratic Mayor Andrew Gillum conceded the governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis.
Lost submarine has been found by an American search team.
The mystery of the missing Argentine naval submarine now solved.
President Trump making it clear he alone is the one answering special counsel Robert Mueller's questions.
Your team is preparing written answers to questions about...
No, not my team. I'm preparing written answers. I'm the one that does the answer.
This movie put a spell on moviegoers this weekend, magically taking the top spot. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, brought in $62 million to land at number one.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. We do that drawing on Wednesday. Today, veterans can get in for a $50 gift card from Sweet Creek Farm Market. That's for veterans today. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Friday gift basket that we'll do. That will be the Iron Bowl edition. So you can put all sorts of goodies in there. And they will be doing some fun Iron Bowl sales that we'll be picking up on, I believe, on Wednesday. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Just want to know if you had heard and if you know any of the backstory on Matt Hart being fired by the Attorney General.
I have heard about it. I do not know the backstory on it. So if you do, enlighten me, as long as it stays within the rails here.
Now, I don't know anything about it. I was hoping you'd be able to tell me.
No, I had heard that he gotten fired, and when I heard it, I walked in the studio, and Jack Campbell told me, and I said, when? He said, not long ago. The Morris, who is the not related to me, is going to be the replacement for him. I don't know. Do you know Matt? Do you know of his personality, what type of personality he has?
He's a strong prosecutor and an honest guy, and I'm surprised he went quietly.
Well, the day isn't over yet.
That's true.
Knowing Matt.
I'll be listening.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bill. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I think I can talk now after being so angry at that statement that Heifer said that you played that clip.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
That was Kirsten Powers.
Is she on Fox? Is she a Fox News regular?
No. She's a MSNBC, CNN kind of person.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, you know, the only way that somebody like her can make outrageous statements like that is in this echo chamber that you talk about so much, where she can't get any pushback. But that on its face is so ridiculous that she couldn't go out in public and make a statement like that without being challenged. And I would love for somebody to gather a collection of all these socialists that are going out there and making these outrageous statements and put them together with somebody that has the wherewithal to challenge their outrageous statements, and let's just hash this stuff out and see where everything falls, especially on race.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you on that. This whole way, and Republicans have got to learn how to stand up, and when somebody throws this race card down, it's call them on it.
Oh, absolutely. But when somebody makes a statement so ridiculous like that, you've got to be gobsmacked. You just have to, it paralyzes your brain. What do you say to something? What do you say something that's so outrageous and so ridiculous to that? What can you respond, or what can you possibly say if when your brain does finally come back to reality?
Well, it, you know, the problem is it doesn't come back to reality. What it does is it kind of hangs out there because that is their reality. They have to live in that world to make everything kind of work. Now, some conservatives do the same thing in on the different side of the ledger, but what... Yeah, I always say this. What happens is you get a group of people who are like-minded, who sit in a room, and they'll come up with an idea, and they'll think it sounds really good because to them, it does sound good. It works. And that's what they're doing on CNN and MSNBC. They're just talking to themselves. The problem is there are a whole bunch of people that are watching them that are like-minded as they are, and that's people are being drawn to it. Same thing happens on Fox. I think Fox is much more fair and balanced than MSNBC or CNN ever thought about being.
Well, it's about as ridiculous, Dan, as I recently bought a truck, and I'm almost ashamed to admit it. It's a white truck. Does that make me a racist?
No.
If you follow their logic, it does. There's no characteristic about this truck that makes it redeeming other than its color. So, therefore, I am a racist because I did not buy a black truck.
Well, in the South, white automobiles are the most popular. You know why?
Yeah, because of the damn sun.
That's there you why. Go. Exactly right.
That makes too much sense, Dan. You must be a racist, too.
I love it.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I tell you what, I just absolutely blew a fuse, and I couldn't call you right away when I heard that statement because I had to simmer down. I'm still boiling mad. That is outrageous.
It really is. Thanks for jumping on call, Rich.
You're welcome, my friend. Sorry about getting upset.
No problem at all. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out right.
Well, in that same vein, I have a black Jeep. Does that make me a racist?
No, that makes you a black Jeep owner.
Thank you very much. In that case, it makes him a white truck owner. And this woman, it makes her a stupid person. And she shows her stupidity every time she opens her mouth. When people start in on this, we need to, you know, the patriots of this country need to turn around and look at these people and ask them themselves, and what kind of a racist are you? Because until they're called out on it, they're going to continue using this same ploy of attack, because that's all it is. That's all they've got, so therefore they're going to use it. They are successful in using it because some people are too stupid to realize exactly how stupid that statement was.
That's a lot of stupid there.
You got it, and that's exactly what it was intended to be. This is a whole lot of stupid. People need to be calling them out on it and making sure that they understand. We're tired of it. This has gotten old, and the only way it can stop is by Americans stepping up and putting an end to it by not necessarily getting in their face, but by challenging that statement. Absolutely stupid.
Well, do you know, this is why, and I thought it was interesting, Chris Wallace kind of challenging Donald Trump on the press, the statements about the press. Now, Chris Wallace read it correctly. He said the fake news media was the enemy of the people. But what Chris Wallace did is he kind of jumped the shark and said, well, you know, I'm part of the media, and so you're basically accusing us all. And Donald Trump was going, no, I'm not. And the guy that finally had the you-know-whats to call the media out was Donald Trump, because they were doing it to him. And he has a personal war going on with the media to try to get them to stop basically fake news.
That's fact. And he has been right every time. Those people who don't like him, I understand you don't like him. I didn't jump up and down about him being my president to begin. You know, when he first said he was going to run, it was kind of like, what?
Right.
But the more he's talked, the more he defended this country, the more he has stood up for this country. And unless we have a president who is willing to do that, as many of the commentators today have said, you know, we haven't had attacks on this soil, essentially, since he's been president. We haven't had some of the vocalization that other presidents have allowed to happen, such as what happened in Obama's years. And that says a lot for a man who's willing to put his life on the line and stand up for this country. And that is what we need to be defending, not any of these petty, if you're a white woman and you voted for Trump, you're a racist. That is as stupid as it gets, and she needs to be called out for it. She has taken a big slice of the stupid pie, and she has ingested it fully. Absolutely ridiculous. My rant. And I would love to get... And I would love to get in on all the drawings, and I am a veteran.
Of course you're
a
veteran.
And I do want to... Pardon?
I said, of course you're a veteran.
And I do want to turn around and thank all of those who have worn the uniform of the various services of this country. And I want to thank their families, because a lot of times families pick up and move when they don't want to. Children go to multiple schools. They face a lot of adversity that other kids never fully understand. It's tough. It is tough. But I thank them for what they do every day.
Teesburg, give me a month and day of birth.
August 30.
You got it. Joey, you got that?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. 84, hang on for me. I want to give you plenty of runway to land that big old plane. I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday. Start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
The machine of a dream. Such a clean machine. With the pistons a pumping. And the hubcaps all green.
272-9228. Let's go to our good friend 84. 84, how was your weekend, big guy?
Man, I had a good weekend. How about you, Dano?
I had a great one.
Good. Yeah, I didn't get my window bashed in my vehicle. I'm sorry about that, Joey.
No, that's all right.
Oh, man. He told me where he's getting it fixed, and it sounds like a really good price,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, and that's just a little tip. If you ever have to break into your own vehicle because you locked the keys in or something, don't bust one of the little tiny small windows out. Hit one of the big ones. They're cheaper than the little tiny small ones.
Huh.
Really?
I had a cousin of mine had the old Chevrolet truck that had the little sliding back glass door, you know, in the back window.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, I'll just bust the smaller one out. The smaller one costs more than a windshield for the daggum thing, so don't always go that route. But now I'm trying to remember why I called. I got
Kill those brain cells of that natty light.
No, it wasn't natty night. It was the drinks I made last night. Those weren't natty, Dan.
Ah, what were you making last night, big guy?
The ice cream and the Bacardi and the daiquiri mix. That's a wonderful drink.
Oh, the Bushwhacker.
Bushwhacker.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they sure are. They'll get to you.
Oh, those are great. Yeah. I tell you, at Trader Joe's down at Gulf Shores, they have the best one. Actually, you can get them at that new barbecue place that's in the old Sinclair's.
Yeah.
On Fairview, they have them there.
Huh.
And they're really good. Very, very well made.
Well, you've not had one from 84's house either, though, Dano. So you may be mistaken. Now, the lady you had on, I think, was the end of last hour. You know, one thing, it doesn't bother me as much, like if you've just got a straight-out advocate or a contributor on there that says something like that. It's not what she says that bothers me as much is Don Lemon is supposed to be a reporter. He's supposed to be in the
media. Don't you think that for a second?
But this is my point. He's supposed to be that person and just lets people spew anything they want to spew as long as it's liberal and agrees with their ideas. And I don't have a problem with somebody, you know, being either right or left and being in the media, but at least question what they say. And I thought, you know, I went over a year without watching any of the Sunday morning shows because I just got sick of looking at that crap. And for some reason, I decided yesterday morning that I was going to watch Face the Nation. And that heifer they've got on there, I'm telling you, she would not let one person with a conservative viewpoint even begin to answer a question before she cut them off. And then has this panel of freshman representatives come on. And what's iPatch guy's name? Dan Crenshaw.
Crenshaw,
yeah. Was the only Republican, and there's three Democrats. And she gets to one point, and they're talking about coming together and this and that and the divisiveness in the country. And she brings up a point, well, what's wrong with Donald Trump? And immediately, it's like all three of the Democrats say, oh, he's a threat to democracy. And I wish every Republican would take a note from his playbook. He just simply, very calmly, put his hand up and basically says, whoa, wait. How is he a threat to democracy? Oh, well, don't get me started on that. I don't have enough time to go into everything. Okay, well, then give me one example. If it's about idea, and he went through, and he was very calm and very calculated, and I thought he did a magnificent job of getting his point across and you know, sounding like a sane person instead of just screaming back when they just start lobbing, because that's what liberals do. Dan, you know it. They just start lobbing. Oh, well, you know, look at the border. Look at, he wants to build a wall. Look at what he's doing with taxes. Look what he's doing with this. And it's like, well, now, whoa. One at a time, what's wrong with building a border wall? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with lowering taxes? And they can't answer the specifics. They just lob out these big, I don't know what you would call them. It's like they've got a bazooka and they just are blowing out talking points. They have no point to them.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. If, you know, Trump's a liar, Trump's deranged, Trump is this, Trump is that, Trump's misogynist, and that's where there's the playing card. And I saw that piece. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to cut it here for you because it just came back on from Real Clear Politics. But they, that's what they do. Now, this guy was doing it right. He said, you know, I have been attacked. I know what attack is, and
right,
that's not being attacked.
It just really ticks me off that they let them do that. Every argument is a straw man. They have their presupposition. If you voted for Donald Trump, we're going to figure out a way to say that you are racist. Yep. No matter what, if you're a
or
black
dumb
person, if you're a black woman that voted for Donald Trump,
you're really
racist
dumb
because you hate yourself for some reason, something. It just drives me crazy. And they let the presupposition just go. They let them set the straw man up. And then anybody can tear a straw man down. That's the whole point of the term. So it just really ticks me off. And that Chuck Todd, I tell you what, he is a freaking weasel. If anybody looks as low rent as they really are down deep in their soul, it's him with his little tiny teeth and his little what he calls a goatee and his comb forward. I mean, dad gum. These national people just kill me. They just kill me, Dan.
84, welcome back, buddy. I'm going to buy you some new batteries so you can get this wound up again.
I tell you what, now I know why it's hard to get in this position and then put your nice clothes on and go to church on Sunday morning, I'm telling you. Although I may need forgiveness for some of the words that come out of my mouth as I'm watching.
84, great call, buddy.
Hi, guys.
Good,
we'll talk to you
good
later.
Talking to you again. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this. It's a puppet.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Here is your gear. And my hand on your grease gun. It's like a disease, son. I'm in love with my car. Got feel for my
own. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Three Senate Democrats are suing in federal court over the appointment of Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, arguing it's unconstitutional since he was never confirmed by the Senate.
The lawsuit comes from Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, and Sheldon Whitehouse, all Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Whitaker was Attorney General Jeff Sessions' chief of staff before Sessions' resignation earlier this month. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel has defended the appointment, citing presidential powers to fill vacancies.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. A man who pleaded guilty to killing his pregnant wife and two young daughters, Christopher Watts, has been sentenced to life in prison in Colorado. Shannon Watts' mother, Sandra.
I didn't want death for you because that's not my right. Your life is between you and God now, and I pray that he has mercy for you.
Before being arrested, Watts had gone on TV pleading for his family's safe return. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days on this Thanksgiving week. Our forecast for today calling for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature up to about 68. Can't beat that. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through, low 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61. 39 the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. A great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sun, high in the lower 60s. Then a storm system arrives Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that forecast to see if it has any effect on the game. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It was a hot summer night and the beach was burning. And there was fall crawling over.
272-9228, this is where we are.
When I listen to your heart, I hear the whole world turning. I see the shooting stars falling through your trembling hands.
Iron Bowl weekend coming up. Thanksgiving, man, a lot going on. We're going to have the Marion Wednesday at 1 o'clock. That will be the replay show for Thanksgiving. And then we'll do Iron Bowl Friday. We'll be one of the few live shows for that Friday. So we want to get your predictions and score guesses and all that type of stuff. And tell me how your Thanksgiving was. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, good day, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here. I'm sitting in the swinging. Yeah, it's good. Listen to the Dan Morris Show.
I like that. And so you have a porch swing?
Yeah, well, kind of. It's a swing. I got a metal roof over my camper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I live in a camper. I ain't as far as you guys live in the house.
Okay.
But hey, 84, everything he said, I agree with it.
84 had an outstanding call. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, I agree with everything he said. And my question to you, sir, is can I go to Whitaker?
Say that again?
Whitaker?
Oh, yeah, okay. Whitaker, the new acting AG.
Yes, sir. And President Trump had said that he would answer all Mueller's questions. And now Whitaker has a lawsuit saying he is unconstitutional. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer on that.
Okay, I'm not sure what the question is. Do I think he's unconstitutional?
Yes. Or is he...
Excuse me.
Everybody says he's constitutional. So he can do what he does on the Mueller case.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to find out. We've got Jonathan Turley's going to comment on that, and Troy Gowdy's going to comment on it when I get to their clips. The way I read it is that if you have a vacancy, you can fill it with a acting person, so they have been in the department for 90 days. And so I think that meets that requirement. And
so he's legal.
I believe he is, but let me tell you what's going to happen. Is it going to be seen? It depends on who sees it in the D.C. District Court. But who sees it's going to be important. There are some conservatives, but there are many liberals there. But it's going to go to the appeals process, but you don't have Kavanaugh there anymore. So I think this could actually go to the Supreme Court.
Well, you said you have different, I mean, is it Dems or you got Dems, liberals, and Republicans? Now, how's that going to work out for the president?
You're talking about for judges?
No, for Whitaker.
Oh, Whitaker. Again, I think what's going to happen is the judge is going to find out, say he probably isn't. You know, it depends if you get a liberal judge, that he isn't supposed to be there. If you have a conservative, I think they're going to say he is, strictly reading the law, and then you'll have an appeal, no matter who wins, and because they don't want him there.
Exactly. These Dems don't give up, do they?
They don't, and they use the court system in a way to try to do legislation that they're not able to pass.
Okay, I'll buy that. That makes sense to me. And I'm going to be at Sweet Creek Wednesday morning, I hope. So.
Okay, well, we're going to do... you want in on the military drawing for Sweet Creek today?
Well, yeah, might as well, since I called.
You got it. Clint, give me your month and date of birth.
My question, 612.
Okay, we got you in for the drawing for today.
And I would like to thank Joy for giving me a number to Martha Roby. I called her office last week. I think it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Joy gave me the number. And her office said, we'll get back to you in 72 hours. And today is Monday. I have not heard nothing.
Do you remember who you talked to in the office?
I don't remember the secretary, Mr. Morris. No, sir.
Okay, because Martha has a lady who does nothing but VA stuff.
I know that, and I guess I got the wrong person.
Okay. Well, what I would do is I'd call him back and say, you said you were going to be 72 hours. Well, so what day did you talk to him?
I think it was last Tuesday, the day that Joy Clark gave me the phone number. I called him twice. He gave me her phone number and the governor's phone number.
Okay.
And Joy can answer that probably better than I can.
Was it Tuesday, Joy?
Yeah, I believe so.
I would call him. If it's been 72 hours and they said 72 hours, I'd call him back.
All right, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
I'll try my
best.
I
love your show. You keep me informed.
You got it, buddy. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you. So he said he's heading down to Sweet Creek Wednesday. I like that.
Indeed.
I tell you what, if you want some stuff for Thanksgiving, Sweet Creek is it. I mean, if you want to have some pecans on the table, it's just kind of a little munch food, or you want a cake for dessert, and the pecan pie is absolutely outstanding. If you're taking something to a family get-together, I would go for the pecan pie. If you're trying to do something to have morning stuff, I'd get one of the bundt cakes there, or the nut bread. Their nut bread heated up is absolutely spectacular. Okay, 272-9228. We've got three things going on. Today, we're doing a drawing for military. You served in the military. We've had a listener very generously put up a $50 gift card from Fresh Market for a veteran to win. Then we have any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60. We do that on Wednesday. And then we have the Fresh Market for first-time callers gift card of $50. And you will love it. Absolutely love it. Reminder, they've got that spiral ham, $2.98 a pound, still on sale for today and tomorrow. I do not know if that's going to be carryover. But if you want to take something, have some food and munchies around the house, it's a really, really, really good deal. Okay, let's see. Let's go with Major Garrett here talking about Whitaker and Mueller.
President Trump is showing new impatience with the Russia investigation and reluctance to accept evidence that Saudi Arabia's crown prince ordered the murder of a Washington Post contributor. The president said in a weekend interview that he spent enough time answering special counsel Robert Mueller's questions, and he will not interfere with decisions made by Mueller's new boss. Major Garrett is at the White House.
Before taking his post as acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, as we now know and has been well established, often criticized Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. For that and many other reasons, Democrats on Capitol Hill want Whitaker to recuse himself. President Trump said in an interview yesterday, Whitaker's appointment is temporary, but for as long as he has that job, he can do what he wants.
It's going to be up to him. I think he's very well aware politically. He's a very smart person. He's going to do what's right.
President Trump said he would not interfere with Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker if he moves to curtail Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
I would not get involved.
Notice how they kind of parse that. What they're doing is they're taking an interview that was done on Friday before the announcement came out. It was when the announcement had come out, and Trump was flying to California, where he was then going to be talking to Pompeo and CIA director on that flight. So he goes, well, we're going to find out, type thing, is what his answer actually was. But they do it. Well, no, he reluctantly didn't want to say that they, yes, it did do it. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Thank you, Dan. I am a veteran, so put me in for the drawing.
For the drawing, for today drawing or the Friday drawing?
For the military draw.
You got it.
What's your month and day of birth, Joel?
November 1st, 11-1. But I was listening to the fellow a while ago. He's talking about Democrats, Republicans, and liberals. When he said liberals, he said Democrats. So,
to hear they're one and the same?
Yeah, one and the same. So it's not like there's three different classes. Well, you might have some liberal Republicans too, but you don't.
You definitely got some liberal Republicans.
Yeah, but you don't have any conservative Democrats, I don't think. So, but anyway, yeah, put me in for the drawing, and y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Interesting thing, just seen it on Drudge.
Mm-hmm.
New book coming out called Team of Vipers, My 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House. Where the author's name is, I recognize the name. Apparently this person got seven figures, the media is reporting, for this book.
Seven, not six, but seven.
Seven.
Who is it?
Cliff Sims.
No.
It's my guess. That's the first thing that came to my mind with Yellowhammer.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Been in the studio, I believe. But it's on Drudge now, folks. Ousted aide nabs seven-figure advance for tell-all. And the book is called Team of Vipers, 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House, Cliff Sims.
Wow. Boy, that guy moved up fast up the food chain.
Yeah. Well, and he says, if anything, I'm not really trying to make the president look bad. Team of Vipers was referring to himself and a lot of the original people that were on the campaign early. And it's he claims a tell-all, not always flattering to himself, book about his time there. So if that is the Cliff Sims we know, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is. That is. I mean, if it's Cliff Sims of Yellowhammer, that's mm-hmm. him. Because I remember when he was working on the campaign, secretly, by the way, but then when Trump got elected, he moves real fast to get his name in the hat to be part of the administration from there, because some people had asked recommendations on him that were originally, kind of Trump devotees that were there. So
good for him.
I know.
Seven-figure seven numbers, true.
Yeah.
Man,
$1 million here, $1 million there. Let me do this. Let me reset this. Reminder that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. It's a better buy at Brubaker. You're going to see that. I would go out now and look at what they've got and get ready for Black Friday at Brubaker Motors. They are going to be making deals, and I would find what you want and find it now. We're going to be back right after this.
When I listen to your heart, I hear the whole world turning. I see the shooting stars falling through your trembling.
The Dan Morris Show.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
All November on The Big Bang Theory. Big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory. All November long.
The Big Bang Theory. Today at 5 on Fox 20.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are. Okay, we're going to go back to Major Garrett here. Major Garrett had a pretty long piece in this on this thing. I think it was 3 minutes and 48 seconds was total. So he was talking about Whitaker and Mueller in the first part. Now he's going to move over to the subject, the Dems and Whitaker. And what he's basically going to allude to did happen today. And then the Mueller questions that Trump got and him answering them.
Whitaker oversees the Mueller probe and faces calls to recuse himself because of past remarks like these, suggesting ways to hobble Mueller.
That attorney general doesn't fire Bob Mueller, but he just reduces his budget so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt.
Something the president said he knew nothing about before he named Whitaker to replace former Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Those statements, they really can be viewed either way.
The biggest flaw, from my point of view, is that he was chosen for the purpose of interfering with the Mueller investigation.
California Democrat Adam Schiff called Whitaker's appointment unconstitutional.
And we are right to raise this. This is an attack on the rule of law.
Firing back on Twitter and misspelling Schiff's name, the president noted that, like Whitaker, Special Counsel Mueller is also not Senate confirmed for his current post.
Your team is preparing written answers to questions about...
No, not my team. I'm preparing written answers. I'm the one that does the answer.
Mr. Trump also insisted written answers to Mueller came from him, not his lawyers. He said it was unlikely he would interview with Mueller or his team.
I think we've wasted enough time on this witch hunt, and the answer is probably we're finished.
Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to warn this White House and the president not to interfere or end the Mueller investigation. Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina, Nora, said doing so would be, quote, a disaster.
And it would be. I mean, if Whitaker did that, it would be... It'd be like a neutron bomb going off. The Democrats would be going crazy, and it would be real bad. Now, if you can get the FISA warrant out and show that there's no cause for it, then you may have something there. But I think what he's doing is they're basically, and you're going to kind of get this out of another piece of this, another cut we're going to do, but I think they're going to come up with phase one of the thing that there was no collusion. And then, but we're looking at other things. And the question will be, what are those other things? Are those financial issues and things like that? And if there's no, because I think you'll be very, very hard pressed to prove collusion. They're going to be very hard pressed to prove obstruction of justice. And I wish Comey, they would get his butt in front of a committee. So now let's listen. They're going to be asked a question here. And we'll be talking about the Osama bin Laden killing and what Trump said about it.
Let me also ask you, Major, about Chris Wallace's questions about the president and the military, specifically retired Admiral William McRaven, who has criticized President Trump by saying that his attacks on the media are the greatest threat to our democracy. Why did President Trump respond the way he did?
Well, the president took that criticism from McRaven and immediately tried to contextualize it and say, well, he's a Hillary Clinton fan and an Obama backer, suggesting that a partisan orientation is more important to why McRaven said calling the free press an enemy of the American people is a great threat to democracy. And the president also said, wouldn't it have been nice to get Osama bin Laden earlier? Well, McRaven had no control over the order, but when the order was given by President Obama, he carried it out. One other thing Chris Wallace asked the president about, why hasn't he seen American forces in Iraq or Afghanistan, as presidents typically do? President said, Nora, that trip is being planned.
Yeah, that was an important question to think about. The commander-in-chief has still not visited our troops who are stationed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Previous presidents usually do that over Thanksgiving or near the Christmas holidays to let them know that they are still cared for.
Maybe he's planning a surprise and we don't know it yet. We'll see.
And as Mike Morrell, former acting director of the CIA, said, backing up what Major said, that it's the CIA's job to go find bin Laden, and then McRaven went after him.
Executed. So. Actually, they're a little wrong in their timeline. They had found him actually 2 months before and figured out where he was. They needed to get his schedule down and make sure he's going to be there. You remember they built the model of the compound?
Yes.
So, and they had the staging rooms and this kind of stuff and had built a replica of what they thought was in the house that the doctor was telling them, and make sure that there was going to be a systems go. But then, because of the, I think it was the moon and someone in the weather, that's when they picked that particular night, or Obama did. They would do kind of go, no-go type thing, so I've been told. The tone of that, again, is that kind of problematic part thing, that Major Garrett's really getting kind of too much with it. Major Garrett did also an interesting interview that or comment talking about the decorum of the White House press office. And he was asked in an interview, why did you give up the mic? And he said, well, because it wasn't my turn and they told me to. And the interviewer was kind of saying, well, you don't have to do what they tell you to do. And Major Garrett was kind of going, yeah, actually, I need to do that because I'm a guest in the at the White House doing my job. So I respect Major Garrett for that. Major Garrett does sometimes kind of get off the deep end on some things here.
I guess George Carlin was wrong then. In his last stand-up special, he talked about, it's called BS and it's bad for you. He doesn't use the abbreviation. But he said the place where there is the most astounding amounts of BS is when the national press intersects with politics. Astounding amounts of BS, folks, and it's bad for you. And so for Trump to say fake news is the enemy of the people, essentially the BS that you guys shill every day as information to keep people informed out there is hurting everybody, I think the president's right.
Absolutely, he's right. I'll give you an example, and I didn't get a chance. I'm going to try to cut it at the top of the hour, but they still are kind of doing this. These are just innocent ladies with children coming in the migrant deal. You look at the video down in Tijuana, they go, and they're thousands of miles from the border. No, they're in Tijuana, which is basically 20 miles from the San Diego city limits. And what it is, they put a buffer in there. They don't go any further than that point because they don't want to be touching the border and have the problems that San Diego City didn't want to have the problems that come with that. But you have the local mayor basically saying, we need $4 million, Mexican government, to take care of these people.
Right.
They have riot police out there. The Mexicans do. They have people that are demonstrating saying these are invaders that were there. Trump was right, you know, that these are invaders. They have people... locals holding up signs of that. They had barriers at the border where they have restricted down to only two lanes. And I've been to Tijuana many a time. I did the Reagan-Portilla meeting when they went to Del Coronado and we went down to Tijuana. And pushing it down to two or three lanes is bottleneck. And they've got all these barriers up there that they're ready. If they try to rush the... to rush the border, they're just going to pull these barriers out there and fight them off, basically, because that's what they think is going to happen. So an intelligence report is coming up with it. But you have thousands upon thousands of people sitting in Tijuana that are looting, they're fighting, the locals are going, you got to get these people out of here. These are bad guys. These are invaders. But is ABC, NBC, or CBS reporting this? Absolutely not. News Talk 93.1 FM, reminder, Don Duncan All-American Tire, two locations, Madison Avenue, one location, Bell Road, and then the newest location in Millbrook, right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. That's where All-American Mike is. Personal friend of mine, you'll really like him. He's great. If you're in the Millbrook area, even if you're going to drive over there and let them do the work on your car, you want competitive prices and great service. Where do you get that? Don Duncan, any location. Dan Moore Show will be back after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's...